DMVOnline.com.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, August 30th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Can't wait. Have Paul Strelow at 8:05 this morning. Talk a little recruiting with him. Clemson has a big-time unofficial visitor this weekend. Big four-star linebacker. I'll tell you about that. And also, the Tigers could be getting a commitment on Saturday from one of the top juniors in the country. 8:25 this morning, Tony Morrell will join us. Tony's normal Tuesday guest. We had a had to ask him to move back. He's done that graciously, and we'll get with him at 8:25, previewing South Carolina and Coastal Carolina. Tomorrow, we're at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Come by and see us, College Football Friday. Certainly looking forward to that. A lot of news, notes, things to take care of today. I think the biggest news coming out of yesterday is that Dabo Swinney mentions that he would like for the program to be able to redshirt James Skalski, a rising junior linebacker who's played a bunch of football so far in his first 2 years, has not responded like they thought, really, the foot, and so they're going to try to steal a redshirt year for him. Now, he can still play in four games, as you know. I'll tell you what he said about it. And this seems like a perfect deal here, even to save him because he's such a good player, save him for maybe later on in the season with some key games. Rather than, you know what he already has, so you don't have to play him against your weaker opponents. You can bring him in to maybe late big-time games and still redshirt him. So we'll talk about that. And what that means to linebacker depth, the Tigers will lose several linebackers at the end of this class. I think this is a good move and to ensure the defense will be better 2019 and 2020. U.S. Open continues. Again, we see some upsets in U.S. Open. All-Williams matchup up next. Venus and Serena will be playing each other. Teddy Bridgewater traded to the Saints. Kind of a backup role there. Backup role from the Jets to the Saints. I don't know if he kept up with it yesterday or not, but Zach Smith went crazy on Twitter. And Courtney Smith clarified some of her allegations yesterday. I told you this thing was going to get ugly, and it got even uglier yesterday. Both of them looked really bad yesterday. Not a good look. Major League Baseball, Red Sox win again. Phillies win. Braves lose. Yankees lose. American League East now. Red Sox 7.5 up. Conceded that division. And the Braves 3.5 up. Not conceded that yet. They were 4.5 till yesterday, 3.5 now. We have college football to tell you about. We have some TV games today. It is here. It's really, you remember last season or last week we told you how it's really not here. And this time we're telling you that it's really not here because there's no great games. Usually, remember, South Carolina's been playing on Thursday night forever now. We've had some good Thursday night games. Not really great Thursday night games. We'll tell you who's on the slate for tonight and tomorrow night. I've only been a Cleveland Browns fan for less than 24 hours now. Already one of our players arrested and cut. And typical Brownies. This is a long-suffering Browns fan. Tell you a little bit about that, and I'll explain my Browns fandom here a little bit and how that's going to work coming up. Interesting article on CBSSports.com about quarterbacks that can win the national championship. There's a list of those guys they think that can lead their teams to a national title, and specifically the quarterback's role in that national title. The most important segment, segment two, the host of segment two is also the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oar that stirs the pot. Mr. Or24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart. And quite frankly, with no hat, I don't have a Woolrich shirt on. Not really brothers today, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Morning, Mick. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Not as good as Aaron Rodgers' big contract yesterday. That was good for him.
Aaron Rodgers, $100 million richer this morning.
Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
You yourself are probably in the contract negotiations. I don't really get into that with you guys, but you're probably holding them their feet to the fire right now, getting that next million.
You know, I'm trying. It's
how's it going?
Negotiations, very tough negotiations. So we'll keep it down low and until we can figure some things out. But but those are ongoing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing very well.
Good. What did your day entail yesterday? What did I miss?
Yeah, it was quite the afternoon. There's a little bit of this.
No.
And then there is a little bit of that.
No.
And now we're here this morning.
That drives people crazy.
Mm.
Everywhere I go.
You hate to hear that.
Well, people just say, well, how come Zach won't open up, man? We love Zach. We love no more about him. Let us in, man. Let us in. And but you don't let him in.
There's just something to be said for a bit of privacy, if you will.
So nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Anything last night? Anything watching sports? Anything going on over there?
Kristen watching sports. Oh, Kristen.
Give me a little bone.
Kristen went to visit her sister in Colorado.
So really?
I dropped off at the airport last night.
How long is she gone?
A couple of days.
Cat's away. The cat is away. Now the mice get to it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be quite like that. Nice little weekend of football ahead of us here. So very excited about that.
Are you really excited about that?
Why would I not be? Sitting a couple of days away here from football. We've been counting down for how many days?
I know. It's just not a great opening weekend.
Not excited for Clemson football.
Excited for Clemson football like crazy.
You heard it here first.
I want to see Shaq Smith. I want to see Xavier Thomas. I want to see KJ Henry. I want to see Mario Goodrich. I want to see Kyler McMichael. I can't wait, man. Can't wait to see Trevor Lawrence throw into Justin Ross. Can't wait to see Jackson Carmen and all these newcomers in there. Can't wait to see all that.
It's a big old weekend. Very excited.
For Clemson. Not for Furman. I'm not excited for Furman. I'm not excited for Coastal. Not excited for really to watch South Carolina this weekend. Not excited for Georgia and Austin Peay. Tonight, I mean, normally, like, you're all geeked about tonight, right? Remember last year I told you Indiana. And Indiana was in the war with Ohio State for till 5 minutes in the third quarter. They're winning.
That's not true.
They were winning the game with 20 minutes to go in the game. They were winning.
They lost by two touchdowns.
More than that.
Three touchdowns.
Ohio State scored three in the fourth quarter.
Yikes.
Anyway. But, like, are you really, 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 truly pumped up tonight for
A&M and what's
Northwestern?
His name?
Yeah, that's it.
The Connecticut-UCF game tonight?
No, Northwestern-Purdue. Wake Forest Tulane. Get to watch some Clemson opponents tonight. Wake Forest Tulane and Northwestern State Texas A&M game. So you get to see some of that. Get to row the boat at 7 o'clock New Mexico State, Minnesota. Eh. Get to see the mullet tonight. Missouri State and Oklahoma State.
But that's what you're going to do. You're going to be sitting on that couch watching those games tonight.
I am.
You know that?
Yeah, I am. I'll admit that that's going to happen tonight.
Maybe throw a little something on the Traeger there. Treat yourself.
Yes. Talk to me.
I don't know. Steaks? Jacob, what are you feeling tonight? What did you have last night? What did you do yesterday? You can't get away with this kind of nonsense.
Had a strange day yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I played golf with my buddies. Mm. We have a Wednesday group and a Friday group. Played my Wednesday group, guys.
How'd you hit them?
I hit them pretty good. You know, hit ball striking was good. Putting was but it was okay. I walked yesterday, and it was...
You always walk the golf course.
Not always. It's time of year, man. It's blue blazing hot out there. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit fat right now. I'm a little bit out of shape right now.
Stop.
I am. So I hadn't walked lately. I hadn't played a lot of golf lately. I hadn't walked lately. So, and I didn't eat lunch yesterday. Mistake. Didn't eat breakfast or lunch. Had a bowl of cereal about 9:15, 9:30.
That would be considered breakfast, wouldn't it?
And a small ball ran out. A small ball. And so I had a little heat-related issue last night. Came home, man, splitting headache. Didn't feel good. Laid on the couch, didn't do anything.
Well.
Feel great today.
I'm glad you're all right today. Get some water in you.
Yep. Got hydrated like crazy. Feeling good, man. Starting to feel a lot better now. But anyway, that was it. That was my whole day.
It was a hot one yesterday.
Yeah.
It was hot back home yesterday. It was 105. Felt like 105 back home yesterday for some reason.
In Jersey?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I saw the Yankees. CC Sabathia looked like someone had a fountain on top of his head, sweaty, just pouring off his cap.
It was gross. I don't know why we can't beat the White Sox, by the way.
Can't.
I don't understand that.
White Sox are pretty athletic. They're not very good, but they're pretty athletic at least.
I don't understand.
Update for weather this weekend. Speaking of weather, partial cloudiness with scattered showers and thunder showers in the afternoon. High of 86 here in Clemson. Winds light to variable. Chance of rain 40%.
It's gone down.
Gone down. Saturday night. Thunderstorms late, partial cloudiness, scattered thunderstorms. Yeah. So, anyway, hopefully that we don't have the hour by hour, do we? Not yet. It's too early for hour by hour, I think.
It is too early.
We're up at 6 o'clock now. So, bless me. You. Sorry about that. So, we're at 40%. I don't think it's going to rain.
Did you say bless me instead bless of excuse me?
No, bless me. You don't say excuse me for sneezing.
Yes, you do.
No, you can't help it. You're not.
You don't say bless me.
Bless me.
Someone says bless you.
You don't watch Hard Knocks?
No, I don't watch your favorite television show.
Jarvis Landry has this thing.
Oh, I watched the first episode, so I'm aware of the thing.
Bless him.
Yeah, bless him.
Bless him. Give me a bless him t-shirt. See what comes up.
I also watched the... You know, during that first episode, he gets up and rips the wide receiver room for being soft.
Yeah.
It's contagious. And they did a remake
parody
of it, and that was funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
I thought that was good.
On our health there, text line 986-1566. Texter says, if Zach says water instead of water, one more time, I'm punching my radio. Water, 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 water.
I'm drinking a bottle of water.
They just ask you to do it. You're doing it out of spite, man. You had to do that now, right?
I'm just speaking. I'm just talking. I don't know what to tell you. I don't think it sounds that different.
Texters want to know. He's been there a while. Still won't open up. Come on, Zach.
I told you I took the fiance to the airport last night.
There's more happened in your life yesterday. There's some sort of conversation you had with somebody. Something happened to Caleb, your mom or dad or your sister or your brother. There's something in there going on, man. There's something that happened that we just needed to know, and you're not going to tell us.
I just don't know if that's important information.
It is. You got to let them in, man. This is reality radio here. This is it. So you got to take care of it. You got to take care of what the people want. You got to give them what they want. All they want is a little piece of you. Anyway, pumped about the U.S. Open. You do watch the U.S. Open?
Of course, I watch the U.S. Open. It's the United States Major. I'm very excited about it. I'm excited about the Williams showdown up here.
Nah,
you don't like that, no?
Nah. What's on tap for segment two today?
Tough morning for me on the text line.
Yeah. Sure opens up about liberal political opinions. Leftist.
Tough morning. Old libtard over here. I was going to talk about the Skalski stuff, the retro.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
And I want to get into what the depth chart looks like and then what it's going to look like 2019.
In 2019?
I already have my 2019-2020 depth charts.
You may have a problem.
Yeah.
But I like it.
It's okay.
But I dig it.
It's obsession.
Obsession.
One of the things we'll talk about today is different types of fans.
Uh-oh.
That's in segment three. No, that's okay. I'm not going to jump anybody. I just realized that I'm a fanatic. If you have depth charts already for 2019, 2020, you're a fanatic.
Oh, fan is short for fanatic, so
yeah,
it works.
Quickly, so we're going to get that in segment two. Looking forward to that. Can't wait. Did I tell you the Reagan story? I tell the story on the air.
I don't know. Be more specific.
Can I about his thoughts about the Soviet Union, about communism, and about
no.
socialism. This is a good one. This is my last non-football take of the day. Ready? My mom calls me on Saturday night and says there's a show about Reagan's wit. You got to turn to it, and so I turned to it. She told me a story he told. He told it, I think he told this in front of Gorbachev. But he's explaining the difference in capitalism. You're going to love this. You're a history buff. I've never heard this before. He's explaining the difference in capitalism and socialism. He talks about that in capitalism, it's a market-driven and determined prices and determine our wages and determine, you know, supply and demand and things on these lines and how we respond to the market, how much faster we respond to the market. And he says, I've been told in the Soviet Union now, you've got to wait for your goods and services. As a matter of fact, I was told now that the wait for a car, for a brand new car, is 10 years. And so this guy goes up to the government official that you order your car from there, and he says, I want to buy a car. Here's the money for it. And picks out his model, make it model. And the guy said, okay, he said, we're going to deliver this to you 10 years from today. And the customer looks at the government official and says, is that going to be in the morning or afternoon? And the guy says, well, dude, it's 10 years now. What does it matter? He goes, well, the plumber's coming in the morning. Brilliant, man. I think he told it in front of Gorbachev, I think.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is.
That's
funny.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much. That was worth it, right?
Well, the plumber's coming in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff. All right. My friends at Roto-Rooter, speaking of plumbing, I say that to say this. Speaking of plumbing, Roto-Rooter wants to help you out. Roto-Rooter, proudly owned, proudly operated by proud Clemson alumni here in the upstate of South Carolina and Western North Carolina. And they want to let you know that tonight, to be honest with you, what you're watching at 8 a.m. tonight? They're not.
They're not doing it?
No, they're fixing people's plumbing issues. At 12:20 on Saturday, Clemson kicking off, they don't care.
Mm.
They're going to fix people with your plumbing issues. I don't care when you call them. 24/7 emergency services. Let your headache be taken care of right away. If it's a septic tank, if it's drains, if it's disposals, if it's busted pipes, let them take care of you. Anything. Tubs, baths, they can take care of everything. In the middle of the day, or the cold of night, and the rain, and it doesn't matter. 288-7686. Rotorooter.com. 288-7686. Rotorooter.com. Rotorooter, that's the name. Away go troubles down the drain. Short break. Segment two, talking James Skalski, linebacker depth in 2019 after this.
September 1st marks not only the end of the wait for Clemson Tiger football, but also an unprecedented 200th episode of the Tiger Pregame Show with Scott Reimer and Kelly Gramlich. Game day starts with the Tiger Pregame Show exclusively on 105.5 The Roar. And we're ready to celebrate 200 fantastic shows with Scott Reimer. The 2018 season kicks off September 1st at 6 a.m. Your Clemson Tigers and the Priority One Security Tiger Pregame Show brought to you by Granger Nissan. Only on the flagship station for Clemson football, 105.5 The Roar.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering new lower prices. 10x10 dry storage units, $50 per month. 10x15 units, $60 per month. Roomy 10x20 units, $80 per month. Lowest price of the year on climate control storage units. Summer cleaning, store your stuff with confidence. 24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property and security lighting. Rent your unit online today at FortKnoxClimateStorage.com or call 502-0099.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan favorite menu is made from scratch and guaranteed to please. Pair the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich with a local market brew served at a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Located on Woodruff Road in Greenville, Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Four Paws American Pub, Clemson's newest spot for delicious house-made dishes like pan-fried trout, hot wings, juicy burgers, and more. Located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott, made fresh with local ingredients, Four Paws' diverse menu will fit any craving or time of day. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws to catch a game on the 20 big-screen HD TVs. Call 654-5151 to place your to-go order. Four Paws American Pub, locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers!
ZeroRes is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals, no residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroRes, Greenville.com.
School is just around the corner, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca wants to invite you to our back-to-school sale. We offer the lowest prices on a new mattress and the largest stock of all size mattresses, including twin and full extra long. And you get your box spring free. We also offer frames. Open 7 days a week. The back-to-school sale through August 25th at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located 15 minutes from Clemson, right off of Highway 123, across from Chick-fil-A.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV, and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
These days, people love keeping stats. Calories, shares, likes, steps. But what about a more important stat? There are over 300 fatalities a year due to impaired driving right here in South Carolina. 300 preventable deaths. This is Trooper Wilkes, reminding you and your friends not to drink and drive. And if you see someone about to drive drunk, dial star 47. Working together, we can target zero traffic fatalities. In South Carolina, it's Sober or Slammer. Brought to you by the South Carolina Department of Public Safety.
Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
This is your plan?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, Reed's Jewelers, R-E-E-D-S.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. Let me talk to you about customer service. Everybody claims to have great customer service, but how many times are you wowed by customer service? Very seldom do I walk out of a place and go, you know what, man, those people are really good. I really appreciate everything that these guys and girls did for me, and they really wowed me, man. They really were good at what they did. So it doesn't happen often. It will at Reed's Jewelers. REEDS.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. Let Reed's take care of you like they've done me, like they've done so many of our loyal listeners. I mean, face it, it still comes to price for me in a lot of these areas. It still comes to quality of me in a lot of these areas. But it just helps knowing that the folks at Reed's Jewelers want to be there for you. REEDS.com and wanting to know. They want to earn your business. They love that. Let Wally Odom's team do that at Reed's Jewelers. Upper level, the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all, REEDS.com. Segment two, Mr. Zach Orr.
Mickey, we're going to talk a little bit about James Skalski and the prospects of him being redshirted from the Clemson Tigers coaching staff. Skalski, of course, was listed on the depth chart at weak side linebacker in the fourth position behind Kendall Joseph, J.D. Davis, and Shaq Smith. He was dealing with a broken fifth metatarsal in his foot. And that hampered him throughout much of fall camp. The staff announced yesterday, or Dabo announced yesterday, that they intend to try to redshirt him for this season. And as we have talked about on the show, and I'm sure all of you wonderful listeners out there have read about at some point or another, the new redshirt rule this year allows players to play in up to four games and still keep their redshirt for that season. This seems like an opportunity, and as you hinted at and teased in the first segment, for a player such as James Skalski, who, if we're going to be honest, could probably be starting on a bunch of teams throughout this great country.
Started last year several games.
Mm-hmm. And this could be an opportunity for a team that's banged up later in the season a team that's a little tired later in the season, get some fresh legs out there in Skalski, and maybe play some important games late in the season, some ACC championship kind of games, some South Carolina kind of games, maybe even into the playoff itself. Huge, huge news out of Clemson at linebacker, at weak side linebacker specifically, where they're now only three deep, three starters deep instead of four starters deep.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? So that's one of the biggest issues there that I heard them in special teams a little bit, but let's go over a couple of things here, Zach. One is what you do this year, and if Skalski is as good as I think he is, and he's not going to be ready right away, then when you make that championship run, and in the South Carolina, the Miami ACC championship game, the first playoff game against Washington, the second playoff against Alabama, like I've done that for you now.
We're playing Bama again, huh?
Yeah, championship, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Then what you're talking about there is maybe saving him for later in the year. Maybe he makes big plays, because he'll redshirt, make big plays in championship games, state championship, Atlantic Coast Conference championship, a bowl championship, and a national championship. Maybe.
I don't hate that idea.
I don't either.
I don't hate it at all.
Normally, when you say this, if you're going to redshirt, say, Mike Jones, another linebacker, freshman, mm-hmm. that you want a redshirt, you don't know, A, he's healthy right now, but this is not a medical hardship. This is kind of a redshirt thing. So maybe you play him this weekend, maybe play him against Georgia Southern, maybe play him, you know, later in the year, and then save maybe one game for really, really late maybe. This is different, though, because you know what Skalski brings to you. So it's not like he's having to prove anything. So save him for the big games.
If you're Skalski, are you disappointed by this?
Yeah, I mean, initially you are. Everybody's a competitor. Do you want to play?
I mean, you're a junior here. You're going into your junior season.
Right.
You got a broken bone in your foot here. You've started games last season. You feel like you can play.
But can you? I mean, obviously he has been held back as a result of this foot injury. Remember Dexter Lawrence? Mm-hmm. Here's the difference. He's not going pro early,
mm-hmm.
like Lawrence is. So you're not just wasting a year by redshirting him. And the second part of it is, we saw that Lawrence was not effective. So you have other guys, meaning Joseph, Lamar, Chad Smith, Shaq Smith, the Davis twins. You have other guys there at his position that can play. And you're not forced into playing him. This is a luxury, to be honest with you. And I guarantee you this, in 2019, specifically 2020, you'll be glad that you did.
Well, what does that depth chart look like? I know you were really excited to get it out there. What's the 2019 depth chart look like?
In the in 2019? Is that what you asked?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Traylon Moore, I think, comes back. Now, again, who knows? He looks like an NFL linebacker. I imagine he's going to be graduating. He's one of the brightest kids we've ever seen come through here. Maybe he graduates. But Traylon Moore will be your starting Mike linebacker next year. I think Skalski or Chad Smith is your starting Will linebacker next year. And your fourth inside linebacker is Shaq Smith. So that's a good 2-deep, right? Traylon Moore, James Skalski, Chad Smith, and Shaq Smith?
Absolutely.
And, you know, on that Sam linebacker, this won't affect the Sams at all. But the Sam linebacker, Isaiah Simmons comes back for his junior year. Spector will be a sophomore. And if you redshirt Mike Jones, he'll just be a junior. And on top of that, remember, you've got four, and I think going to be five freshmen coming in next year. And Vonta Bentley from Alabama, top 250 player. McGuire from Pennsylvania, top 250 player. Constantine from Baton Rouge, top 100 player. The Williams kid, who I think will be a defensive end when it's all said and done, from the in-state defense, or big 6 foot, 3.5 inch linebacker now. And I want to tell you about it later on. I think they're going to get this Keen Patterson, a four-star former Ohio State commit.
Who just decommitted, right?
He's decommitted, mm-hmm. and now I think he's going to come to Clemson instead. So you get those four guys. And specifically here, and look, Skalski would have been here next year anyway.
Yes.
But here's where you're better now. In 2020, you know, Simmons still back for senior year with Spector and Jones at that Sam. If Skalski's back and Shaq Smith's back, those are your starters. You got three senior starters at linebacker in 2020 with Simmons, Skalski, and Shaq Smith. Then all those four or five true freshmen for next year, all those guys will be your backup guys. Jake Venables will be in that list. And the rest of those four or five freshmen will be coming. So this is a good movement. Potentially, you trade 2018 for 2020 is what you're doing. And the 2020 linebacker core of Shaq Smith, James Skalski, and Isaiah Simmons, seniors, experienced guys, I think this is great. Texture makes good news. Is this as good as it's going to get for Shaq Smith? Sure. It's one less guy in the way. Part of Shaq Smith's issues so far is that he hadn't played defense, he hadn't played linebacker. The other part of it is that he's just had good guys ahead of him. Miskowski is a very instinctive linebacker and will be a better player now. So I like this idea. This means you're investing in 2020 is what it means. And Lord knows it means I got to change my 2020 depth chart now. I do. I've got one right here. Anyway.
How often are you updating that depth chart?
Well, now, I mean, whenever something like this happens or whenever you get a commitment. So I always put in my 2018 list, now I got to change 18. Now I can't change my 19 because Skalski will be a junior next year, and I change my 20. You got to go in and change those things, man. You got to look ahead.
You're taking one for the team there. We appreciate you putting this stuff on paper and getting it out there for the people.
What were your thoughts?
On the Skalski redshirt, it's much of the same as what you're talking about there. And then I hadn't really thought so far into the future. My first thought originally was, wow, that stinks for that kid, right? This guy that played a lot last year, he was probably expecting to take a step forward. That stinks that he's got to catch a redshirt in his junior season. And then you lay out the idea that in 2020 you could have three starting linebackers that are all seniors, and that gets me a little excited because you want to have depth and you want to have experience in that position. And if you have five or three seniors at that position that have learned the nuances of that position, learned the nuances of the game, of his defense, I mean, that's got to get you super excited as a fan of Clemson, as a fan of good defensive football.
Now, look, you don't know what the attrition looks like.
Sure.
But in 2020, besides Trevor Lawrence throwing missiles.
2020.
Yeah, besides him throwing missiles to Ross and to Rodgers and to Kendrick, I think Higgins will be gone by 2020. I think he'll play three. But besides him throwing Latson and Ngata and those guys. And besides Jackson Carman.
Hunter Renfrow going to be here in 2020?
I wish. Yeah. But his name's Baylen Specter. Besides Jackson Carman open up holes and Bockhorst and Cade Stewart and McFadden and Vincent on that offensive line. On defense now, 2020 could be your best team ever. Because on defense, you know you're going to keep getting better, right?
Yeah.
You know you keep recruiting. But 2020 defense could be. A defensive end, Justin Foster, Logan Rudolph, Xavier Thomas, KJ Henry, Justin Mascall. On the defensive line, Pinckney will be a senior. Xavier Kelly will be a senior. Jordan Williams will be a junior. Jeffries. And then you got these four defensive tackles that are coming next year. We just gave you all the linebackers. AJ Terrell could still be here with Goodrich, with McMichael, with Williams. And then you got these, you know, the Charleston kid. You got all these safeties that are coming in. Booth and Jones, Sheridan Jones are coming too. 2020 could be just this phenomenal, phenomenal year.
We have a texter asking, why are we 2 days away from Clemson football in 2018 but discussing the 2019 season?
Because
you're wrong. We're discussing 2020.
Well, because of Skalski's redshirt.
Friend.
And here's another thing.
Yeah.
Here's why. What the heck else could you say about 18, man? we hadn't talked about who's going to get the kicking tee.
Beaten that to it. We have, haven't we? Isn't some kid going to win a contest with the program and be able to run out there and grab after one of these?
Okay. We talked about the new nets to catch the ball.
Oh, that's going to be great.
New concessions.
Yep.
We talked about the fourth team guards and tackles and centers and holders and third team kickers. And all. What else can you talk about 2018? And to be honest with you, if you still be a fan in 2020, then that's okay to talk about.
How far away does 2020 feel, though?
When you're 50 years old, it feels like a long way away.
When you're 25, it feels like a long way away.
For the 2020 season,
your kid's going to be a year and a half.
Yeah, he'll be in his second football season. He won't be quite two, right?
No.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, what have we... I heard Ben talk about this yesterday on the show. I have talking season fatigue right now. I really am. I'm burned out about it. What else can you say? We've talked about this thing ad nauseum. What else can you say?
But we're going to power through for you at home.
We do it. My wife just sent a text. Mm-hmm. You didn't get it, did you? She didn't include you on this?
No, she did not.
She says...
She's being mean again this morning. What did she say?
This is her best work ever.
What did she
ever
say?
All right. The baby's about the size of a navel orange right now.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was yesterday. It didn't grow more?
Oh, I'm sure it did. Now it's a big, huge navel orange. She says, what are the new concessions? Asking for an orange-sized friend. Touché, man.
Yeah, get her some hot dogs, some nachos, popcorn, whatever she needs.
Yeah. Touché, man. Touché. Can we hop that little fella out there?
Asking for a navel orange-sized friend.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Hmm. I enjoyed segment two today.
It was great. I can't wait to do it again tomorrow.
I want to talk about different kinds of fans in the next segment.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be insulting. I'll give you the different levels of fandom when we come back.
Okay.
Before we come back, I want to tell you about University Colleges, universitycolleges.com, and what they're doing and how they're doing it. Look, this is student housing and very affordable living for less than $600 right now. I know that. And I know you get the $700-$900 places that are out there, and these have all the amenities those people have. Plus, it's not a condominium, and it's not an apartment building. This is your own cottages at Ingalls Crossing with the great safety features, with the cat bus line, with the pet friendly, with all the resort style pool, with everything you need. University Cottages has everything and more. It's University Cottages, universitycottages.com. Numbers that matter. We gave you a lot of linebacker numbers there. Numbers that matter with them is 784-3400, and the best rent you're going to have. So why carry all that student debt with you? Don't stay at some place that's $900, $800 a month. Go to University Cottages, get everything you need, everything you want, all the amenities. 784-3400, Ingalls Crossing. It's universitycottages.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Love to have you with us. Different kinds of fans. We return after this.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Let's go!
The anticipation has been almost too much to handle, but the time has finally come for your 2018 Clemson Tigers to take the field. What could be a record-breaking season starts September 1 at Death Valley as the Tigers take on the Furman Paladins. Broadcast begins at 9 a.m. for this 12:20 kickoff on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action starting at 6 a.m. with the Tiger pregame show right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Curb appeal. You know it when you see it. And with the Home Depot, you can absolutely get it. Boost your curb appeal with the best brands at the best prices. From new garage doors to colorful flowers. From exterior lights to a new coat of paint. From inspiration just installation. You can get everything you need to boost your curb appeal on a budget, like select special order windows and doors, now 15% off. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Offer valid through September 12th. U.S. only, see store for details.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee, or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Buy Pacifica Hybrid, America's first and only hybrid minivan. It's so quiet I can finally hear myself think. I should totally adopt a puppy. Ugh, what are you talking about? I have too many nice shoes. I also have a 566-mile driving range. Chrysler really gave 110% making this bad boy. Oops, green light.
Introducing the 84 MPGe Pacifica Hybrid, Chrysler Pacifica. Up your van game. Based on latest available competitive information, range based on manufacturer estimates, EPA estimate with a fully charged battery and estimated miles per gallon of gasoline equivalent MPGe. Actual mileage may vary. Chrysler is a registered trademark of SCA US LLC.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Don't even make the noise you just made.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I've all seen the man at the liquor store begging for your chain. The hair on his face is dirty, dreadlocked in for the main. He asked the man for what he could spare with shame in his eyes.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Thursday. Carolina Flooring Specialist wants to take care of all of your garage flooring needs. A very, very good friend of mine, when he gets back from Texas A&M, Daniel Emmanuel Parham and the boys will come and they will put in a brand new garage floor. Here's how it works. They're going to move everything out of his garage, covered up. They have a one-day system and a two-day system. The one-day is slightly more expensive. Dries faster. It's just a little more expensive to make. Sorry. And they're going to sand down your floors and clean it all up and then fix all any cracks you might have in there and then lay this epoxy down in there and then have these sprinkles that they, these chips they throw down, and it's going to look awesome. They seal it. It looks awesome. And then they move everything back into your garage and it just looks amazing. So.
One day.
One day is slightly more expensive, just because you can understand.
Yeah, but now, one day and you've already enhanced the value of your home.
By tenfold what you paid for.
Maybe. I mean,
tenfold what you paid for the garage.
Yes,
not what you paid for the house.
Yeah.
So, yes. So, get in touch with them, Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call Tim Worley today. No obligation phone call, 404-815-8404. 8158. 8:05 this morning, Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. 8:25 this morning, we will hear from the Gamecock side of things.
Tony Morrell.
Tony M. will join us. Mark is in Greenville on our Northland Communication phone lines. Mark, thanks for calling in. How you doing today?
Yeah, hey, Mickey. How are you?
Man, we're great. Hope you are, too.
Yes, sir. I'm an old outstate guy. I've talked to you before. But I just want to get you, there's not a whole lot of ramping up. You know, I know we played Clemson during the last 3-year swing. We played Clemson, Georgia, took Tennessee to overtime and should have won that ball game. How do you see App opening with Penn State? There's not a whole lot of hubbub about it or anything, but I feel pretty decent about App this year. Our defense is going to be really good.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's not a little more talk about this. We had someone call the other day and say that he guaranteed an App State win. I'm not saying App State win. I was surprised the point spread is as high as it is. But you mentioned that defense. You know, you've got a defense that last year, you know, gave up just 20 points a game. Year before, just 17 points a game. And I know I used to feel pretty good about that. You know, a new quarterback, I don't know anything. I know Taylor Lamb had a great career. I don't know a whole lot about your quarterback. I know you had a 1,000-yard rusher coming back. Moore, I believe his name, coming back.
Yeah.
But you know, this is going to be a typical App State team. Your staff's been here long enough. You've recruited long enough. Coach Satterfield's done a great job for them. And, I think this thing's going to be a little bit closer than people think. I think that Penn State's going to miss Saquon Barkley, and I think that Penn State's going to struggle a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if App State had him close to halftime and got him in the third and fourth quarter.
Well, see, I was thinking the same thing. I think it's going to be a closer game than the spread, definitely. But with if you look at the middle of that defense on Penn State and what all they've lost due to either injury or attrition or, you know, just graduation from last year, it's in our run game, you know, it's kind of our strength of our program. That's a nice matchup for us in a way. So I'm looking forward to it. But, you know, you were talking about finding things to talk about for 2018 before Clemson gets kicked off on Saturday. You were mentioning they're going to have a kid come out to pick up the tee after the kickoff. Is that what I heard?
I think that's right, Zach. What do you got, some contest? Some kid goes out and picks up the tee now?
Yeah, they can enter to win it. I don't remember where it is, though.
Pretty cool.
I didn't know if you guys had ever seen New Mexico State's got a border collie that runs out and picks up the tee after every kickoff.
I love that idea,
that's
man.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I love that idea. I think that's really cool. I think Clemson needs a live tiger. Train a live tiger to go out there and get the tee.
Right. Hey, I hope you do well this weekend.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the phone call. Y'all too, man.
I've got a son who's a sophomore at Clemson, so go up and go Clemson this weekend.
That's right, man. Good luck to you guys. I think it's 11 years ago that App State went out to Michigan and won. Let's relive it, man. Let's shake up the echoes. Wake up the echoes. Let's have a little upset up there in Happy Valley. Let's make it Unhappy Valley up there.
Yeah, September 1st, 2007.
Love it. 11 years ago. Love it. Our friend William is in Georgia. Good morning, William. How you doing, friend?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you, bud?
Couldn't be better.
App State and Penn State. Lord have mercy, y'all trying to put me to sleep, ain't you?
Well, but, it'd be a better game than Georgia and Austin Peay.
You got that right. I mean, I know you're not supposed to let your guard down, but I believe we're gonna blow them out the stadium. I hope we do.
Of course,
anyway.
Yeah, of course you should.
But if we don't, we in trouble. Put it that way.
No. But, look, there's going to be a lot of teams. Do not do this. Do not overreact to someone not playing great on the first weekend. A lot of teams aren't going to play great on the first weekend. Georgia's still going to be good. Don't worry about that.
Our second and third string should be able to beat them boys.
Yep.
But anyway, I got a question, and I think I asked you once before, but I guess we didn't get a definitive answer. But this South Carolina and Georgia game, it kind of got me one of them feelings in the pit of my stomach, if you know what I'm saying. But I'm trying to figure out where they size up to us, dude. I mean, only receiver I know that came back was Debo Samuel, right?
They've got Brian Edwards back. They've got Shai Smith back. They've got Ortre Smith back. Their wide receiver group is a really good group. It's a top 15, top 10. Some say top 15, top 10 kind of group.
Well, what about the defense? Defense any count. I know they ain't got Hayden Hurst no more.
Yeah. The tight ends will be a little bit different without Hayden Hurst. They don't have one guy to replace Hayden Hurst. They'll do it by committee there. They like their offensive line. I worry about the running game a little bit. I worry about Bentley in big games. Defensively, they lost five starters. They lose a Sky Moore and Chris Lamond's. They lose a DJ Smith and a Jamarcus King. A lot of guys in the secondary. The secondary is one of their biggest question marks. I think linebacker is still a question mark for them. And I don't think that there is a – I don't think that there's a great pass rusher. Wanham's a good player. They don't have great size along the defensive line. I think Georgia – we'll open up about a 10-point favorite, and Georgia will beat South Carolina by more than 10 points.
Yeah, and this Washington-Auburn – I almost hit a deer, I'm sorry.
Don't do that.
This Washington-Auburn game, I know you got Washington on it, right? Because I know you've been high on them.
Yeah, I'm high on Washington. I think the staff is one of the best staffs in the country. I think they do a great job there. Look, Auburn's going to have a huge home field advantage. Washington's coming all the way across the country to do it. But I think Washington's secondary is about as good as there is in America. They've got one of the best tailbacks in America. They've got one of the best offensive linemen in America. They've got a very experienced quarterback, and they've got a terrific staff. And quite frankly, I think that that Washington at least covers the spread and could do more than that. I think Washington beats Auburn.
Well, everybody's got Auburn on it because they're saying that defensive line's coming back the same way. But they lost a couple of starters, right?
Auburn has recruited really well on his defensive line in the past, and that's how you can go into a season and lose a couple of starters there. But Marlon Davidson is a really good player. Dontarius Russell and Derek Brown are good players. They don't have the depth on the defensive line that they have had in the last couple of years, but that front line should be pretty good. Deshaun Davis comes back. He's been there for 10 years, it seems like, the linebacker. So
And Trey Matthews leave this year? I don't know. He's been there forever.
Yeah, you know, Trey Matthews is finally gone. After all of his days of playing at Georgia and at Auburn, he's finally not there anymore.
All right, brother. Y'all have a good day. I won't hold you up.
Thank you,
y'all have
Will.
A good day.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the phone call. Washington.
You got to watch out for those deer in the morning.
I know. Those poor deers. Those deers hadn't hurt anybody, man. Why do you want to hurt one of those little Bambies? Man,
tastes amazing.
They really don't, man. Don't buy that. Don't try to talk me into that propaganda.
You don't like venison?
No, look, venison's not great meat. Venison with it, well, if you in spaghetti, it can. You put enough tomato sauce on anything, it's going to taste good.
Oh, I'll get you some venison that's good.
Oh, I hear this all the time, too.
I'll get you some venison that's
good. And then
good.
You get this, well, in sausage, it's good. Sausage, everything's going
to
be good.
They're trying to hide flavors there.
Right.
Get the back straps.
Right.
Cut those up into little individual steaks.
Gamey. Chewy.
No.
Tough.
No.
Right.
Put some butter in a pan, a little sea salt on both sides. Fry them
up. What that
is
you like killing animals, and you try to justify by telling me it tastes good. It doesn't taste as good as a cow.
No, I don't like killing animals. I think that's cruel and gruesome. I like feeding myself and the family, and using the entire animal. But I don't like going out and killing animals.
Mm. It's an excuse to go out and support your hobby.
It's not the case
really,
at all.
It really is.
It's really not.
Let me give this about Washington. Washington has it tough because they're coming to Atlanta, and they're going to play in front of, it'll be 85 to 90% Auburn fans. So it's basically an Auburn home game. With that said, Washington is more talented than Auburn.
Sure.
And I think that one of the differences is that Chris Peterson, given that much time to prepare for Auburn's offense, I think Chris Peterson does a really good job. And remember this, against good defenses, the last 2 years, early in the season, they scored 13 against Clemson in 2016. They scored 6 against Clemson last year. Malzahn showed you a bunch of formations, a bunch of motions, a bunch of window dressing. Early in the season, it takes him a while to get going, and I think Peterson and the guys will be very prepared and go on the road in one of those road neutral games, and I think Washington beats Auburn this weekend. They're Auburn's a 1.5 to 2 point favorite. Washington in what I think might be the best game of the weekend.
It's that or it's Michigan Notre Dame, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm leaning towards Michigan going to Notre Dame and winning. I picked them in that pick 'em thing. By the way, you people take that pick 'em stuff way too serious. I do mine in about 2 minutes. I picked Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning towards Michigan now.
So you can still change it.
Nah, too late. Get them in. I don't switch my picks. But that'd be a great game. LSU-Miami would be a great game. And Florida State, Virginia Tech, I think it's a very important game Monday night. Tennessee and West Virginia, I think it's a very, very important game. And Texas Tech Ole Miss will be a pretty good game. Alabama's going to destroy Louisville. So it's not a terrific weekend. Colorado State. This weekend is more about Trevor Lawrence and Justin Ross and Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry and Jackson Carman and all that to me. And finally, that is here. I don't have to go through talking season fatigue anymore. I'm burnt out on it, man. The friends of ours at Katichi want you to come down. I'm not burned out on Katichi. I had some friends go down to Katichi the other day and play, and they had an absolutely wonderful time. Katichi has big plans for the future. This is a golf course that really wants to give you everything they have and much, much more. And look, if you're coming to a Clemson game, if you're coming to a Georgia game, they have these four cottages upstairs that are just luxury living. They have a cabin right off the golf course that they rent out for groups of 8 to 10 to 12, whatever. They have a lake house right off the golf course that they rent out that it sleeps up to like 20. And so whether it's two of you, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 21, they've got all the accommodations for you. Halfway between Clemson and Athens, short drive over, great food, spa, you've got the great golf, and they got a Sprinter van that if you want to, they can make all the food for you. They can take you to the game. You are going to love Katichi, Katechee.com. We would love to hear from you in hour number